Yes.
I'm glad I am a child of God. Amen. I tell you, it's been a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to try my best here to finish the second chapter of Ruth. We stopped last Thursday in verse number 10. Amen. I'll just read the first few verses. I'm not going to read all these. I'll probably will as we go along. I'm just going to get started on the first few here. Chapter number 2, verse number 11. We stopped at 10. This is beautiful right here. And Boaz answered and said unto her, "It hath fully been shewed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore." Amen. "And the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust."
Yes.
Amen. And so we'll pick up right there. But amen. As we said last time, this is just a continuation here of gleaning in the right field. Amen. And thank God it was not by chance, but it was, I believe, by divine appointment that Ruth was gleaning in the field of Boaz. Praise God. But I like this. Boaz here in verse number 11 answered and said, "Her hath fully been shewed me all that thou hast done." Amen. He said, "I've heard how that you've abandoned your family."
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. People were talking about it, Ruth. People's been talking, amen, about your love and your loyalty, how that you've left everything that you knew down in Moab, and you've came back to the house
yes.
of bread. Amen. Woo. Ruth's testimony was her most valuable asset. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to let you know there's nobody has a testimony like you
You're
do.
Right.
Amen. Your testimony means something to God. Hallelujah. Your testimony means something to you.
Yeah.
How that God picked us up. Amen. I know we all didn't end up in the hog pen like the prodigal, but in essence, we all were there. Amen. In that hog pen, praise God. In that hog pen of sin. How that God had to come to that place and rescue us. Amen. And pick us up. Aren't you glad
yes, Lord.
Of that right here tonight? Amen. I love what Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 1 said. "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." Hallelujah. Amen. Your testimony, I believe, is very valuable. Be sure not to trash it. Be sure not to bring a reproach upon it by ungodly and sinful living. Amen.
Right.
I tell you, hey, you can be a Christian for a number of years and backslide or mess up and put a scar and put a mark against you. Amen. You're saying God can't forgive me. No, God can forgive you. But I tell you, people can put marks on their life
yeah.
that other people never forget about.
You're
Amen.
Right.
Whatever you do, don't scar what God has done in your life. Amen.
Lord.
Can God not forgive me of the past? Yes, God can. Amen. I'm just trying to warn us. Don't go back to the cesspool of sin.
Right.
Don't. Amen. Stumble and fall on the way and put a scar and put, amen, a mar against your life that people will never forget. Amen.
You're right.
Like that preacher, Brother Mike Roberts, said years ago, I never forgot that. I was a young fellow. When he told that story, a true story as far as I know, Brother Keith, he told about that preacher. Amen. And got saved, but in his early days, he was a rough character. Amen. He was preaching the gospel and being used of God, but he only had one eye. The other eye was gone. It had been put out. And one night he was preaching the gospel. God used him. God helped him. Amen. Shaking hands in the back of the church, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
As people was leaving, a little boy came up to him and said, "Hey, preacher, amen. I like that preaching and whatever." Said, "But could you tell me one thing? What happened to your eye?" Amen. And that preacher had to drop his head and he said, "Son, I ain't always preached the gospel. I ain't always lived like I live now. There was a past in my life that I was in a place I should not have been. And in a brawl that night, in a drunken stupor, amen, he said, a man had broke a beer bottle and he gouged out my eye with it. God had forgiven him. God had used him. But there was a scar there that would be remembered for the rest of his life. Yeah. Amen. Hey God, I tell you what, you can save yourself from a future of scars if you'll just follow the leading of the Lord. Woo! Amen. Hey God, keep a good name. Amen. Keep a good name in the church. Keep a good name amongst your neighbor. Keep a good name in the community. Whatever you do, live right, praise God. Yeah. And people will have confidence in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
I know sinners don't always agree with how we live. I'm not saying they will. I don't believe they will. I believe the church, the Christians, are at enmity with the world. They don't care about what we care about. They don't love what we love. But one thing they will take note of. Amen. Great God, you ever notice this? They talk about you. They make fun of you. Look at how they live. But when something happens and they need prayer, they know where to go to for prayer. Amen. Yeah. Why? Because they take note. Right there's a good man. Right there's a good woman. Amen. Hey, amen. Boaz said, Ruth, people's been talking about you. Amen. Great God, keep a good name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to move on here. Your testimony is valuable. Guard it like gold. Don't give Satan the joy of seeing you ruin your life. Amen. Not looking back whatsoever and gloating on anything that I've seen. But I've been in this way a long time. I know I don't look very old. But I've been in this way for a while. Amen. 20-some years, Brother Tommy. And when I got saved at the age of 13, believe it or not, I got a pretty good memory. I can remember a lot of the people that I've ran with and I've seen and I've heard. I've heard preachers preach heaven down, but they're not preaching tonight.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I've seen young people come in and really get a hold of the fire, but they're not in tonight. I've seen people come and I've seen people go. Amen. But this one thing I found out down through the years, if you'll really get it down inside of your heart, God will help you. God will keep you.
Woo!
And you'll be able to live and serve God for years to come. Amen.
Woo!
Praise God. Why? Because our life is an epistle. 2 Corinthians 3:2. Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Praise God. That's your life. It's an epistle. People's reading. People's looking at you. What kind of a book are you writing? Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Great God. Amen. Keep a good name. And he renders here her actions as a foreigner. Boaz also took notice of the fact that Ruth came into a people. He said, I realize you're a foreigner. You're coming into a bunch of people that's not yours. Amen. Hey God, you're coming from another place. Hallelujah. Amen. He looks here and Boaz desired, verse number 12, that the Lord would recompense and would reward her. Hallelujah. God said, if you'll keep, Boaz said, if you'll keep doing what's right, amen.
Yeah.
If you'll keep doing the best you can, I believe God will take notice and help and reward you.
Right.
Amen. Boaz wished that the Lord would reward her faith. Praise God. And that she would trust in him. She placed herself. Great God. I love this. Hey, I'm going to bring out some things right here of Israel. Under whose wings that thou art come to trust.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hey God, aren't you glad for that? He said, now you're under the wings of one that can take care of you. Hallelujah. Hey God, I grew up, I didn't have chickens and things like that, but my family did. We used to go down there and ain't nothing like Brother Tommy seeing an old mother hen with a bunch of little old, ditties is what they always call them. I guess that's the name for them. Bunch of little ditties. Amen. Little chickens running around. Amen. A cat or something come by. Amen. Them little chickens run by their mama hen. And she'd hold them wings up. Praise God. You know what she'd do? Amen. She held them wings up. She'd take care of them. They were under mama's wings.
Yeah.
And God, Boaz said, I know one that's got wings.
Woo!
That's able to help. That's able to protect.
back. Amen. Under whose wings thou now trust. Hey God, I'm so glad I've been under the wings of Jesus for a long time.
Yeah.
He's able to watch over. He's able to keep the lion at bay. He's able to keep the devil out. If we'll but hide ourselves under his wings. Amen.
Holy Lord.
Woo! Hey God.
Holy, holy.
Aren't you glad we can find rest in him? Psalm 17 and 8, keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me, what did he say? Hide me under the shadow of his wings. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey God, I want to get under the shadow of your wings, Lord. Amen. Hey God, not only can we find rest, but we can find redemption. Psalms 36 and 7, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust. Therefore the children of men put their trust. Underline that. Therefore the children of men put their trust where? Under the shadow of thy wings.
Woo!
Boaz said, hey Ruth, under whose wings thou now trust. Hey God, I come to tell us, Boaz knew what it meant to trust one who's able to hide us under his wings. He can give us rest. He can give us redemption. And lastly, he can give us refuge. Amen.
Yes. Woo.
Psalms 57 and 1.
Thank you, Lord.
To the chief musician. Amen. Halachith and Mahatam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God.
Yeah.
Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yay! I love this. Thank God, you ought to be shouting by now. Yay! Amen. My soul trusteth in thee. Amen. Yay, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. Hallelujah. I can hide under the shadow of his wings until these calamities be overpassed. It's a place I can find rest. It's a place I can find redemption. And he said, under thy wings I'll find refuge, peace in a troubled world. Thank God, there's trouble going on everywhere, which direction. But I found a place underneath the wings of the Master that'll keep me when my mind's going crazy. It'll keep me when my body ain't right. I said it'll keep me when the world's coming in like a flood. It'll keep me in a place of refuge.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Woo!
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, Jesus. Glory.
Mary Ann got the best of us, did Charlie.
Holy God, holy God, holy, holy.
He touched Ruth's emotions. Amen. Hey, God.
Yes.
I love this. And he had compassion on her and for her. Hey, God. He gave her peace. He gave her encouragement. Amen. And Boaz's example to Ruth is a blueprint for us. Great God, for us to reach out to others for Christ. Amen.
Yes.
We too need to have compassion and concern and love for other people. Amen. Great God, I love that. Then she said, let me find favor. Verse 13, in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me. Amen. And for thou hast spoken friendly unto thy handmaid. It do some you some good to speak friendly. Amen. To other people. Though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. She said, I'm a foreigner. I'm an outcast. But you've been friendly unto me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, God, friendly unto me. Amen. Be friendly to others. Amen. It'll go a lot further than you think. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, it will.
Jeff said something the other night about Gene coming, you know. And it's hard. People don't see things, you know. A lot of times you don't look at things. But it's hard, amen, to come here, to come anywhere. I mean, it's hard to go to church by yourself.
Yeah.
It'd be hard.
Yeah.
It'll be real hard. Load up every night, leave a wife or a husband, vice versa, at the house. And you load up and go to church. Yeah. That weighs on people. It gets hard on people.
Sure does.
And Michelle mentioned the fact, and she said, I believe Gene comes, and you know, he likes coming.
Amen. And he gets in and he shouts and I like to watch him. Amen. All the above, she said, but people are friendly to him. Amen.
Right.
People like him. Hallelujah. People weren't friendly to you, you wouldn't come back another time. I read or heard a statistic somewhere a while back. They said most of the time when people walk in the doors of a church that they've never been to before, in the first 7 minutes, amen, they realize whether they want to come back, amen, or never come back again in their life. The first 7 minutes, hallelujah. Great God, you see somebody come in that door. Amen. Most of the time I run and try to shake people's hands and maybe how they found out about us or how they know us and try to make them friendly. Great God, but if 4 or 5 others would jump up and go shake a hand and say, hey, my name is John Doe, and I'm glad you're here. Amen. Tell them your name. Tell them you're glad to see them. Tell them you love Jesus. Amen. Be friendly.
Woo!
We're living in an unfriendly society. We're living in an unfriendly generation. Help me, God, to be friendly.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. Yes, yes.
Woo! Oh, God. Help us, Lord.
Is that all right?
Yes.
I preach to you the best I can.
My Lord, my Lord.
Amen. Verse 14, I got to move on. And Boaz said to her at mealtime, I love this, come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers. Amen. And he reached her parched corn. And she did eat and was sufficed. And left. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Woo! Notice this. Ruth now enjoys 2 more blessings. She receives the blessing of partnership. Amen. And she is now enjoying meals with Boaz. Hallelujah. No other gleaner had this opportunity that Ruth was having. Amen. They gleaned what little bit they could and they went on to the house. But now Boaz opens up the door. He said, after we get done, I want you to come to my house. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. I want you to come and dine with me. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad for the day when I was just a gleaner, when I was a nobody. He said, come and dine at my table. Hallelujah. Thank God. And have fellowship with me. Let me tell you, you need fellowship. You need fellowship with the church. You need fellowship with Christians. I'll tell you, I need fellowship at the feet of Jesus. I said, I need his fellowship. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We all need the encouragement of others. That's why it's very important to go to church. Some people, you know, I had an uncle one time. I never knew him go to church in all my days. And one time, I was talking to him, I won't say his name. I said, you need to go to church. Get your heart right with God. You know, I was kind of pinning him down.
Yeah.
You never know, we might be ready to meet God. He looked at me and said, I'm a Christian. I said, Lord, me. I never knew him to be a Christian. I said, really? Yeah, I'm a Christian. I said, well, that was my first. As a young guy, that was my first response. I said, I never knew of you to go to church in all my life. He said, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's the number one mistake of this generation. They don't believe in putting God first. They think you just add Jesus to your life like adding salt and pepper to a steak. Amen. Just add Jesus to your life and everything. No, when he comes in, everything changes.
You're right.
He's first and everything else goes around. Amen. He's the sun like in the atmosphere and everything else rotates around him. Amen. Great God. He don't just get added to your life and rotate with everything else. Everything rotates around him. Amen.
That's why it's important to go to God's house. Amen. You need to fellowship. Amen. You need to be around those of like faith and of like beliefs. People that believe like you. People that worship like you. People that love God like you. People that have faith like you.
You're right.
Woo!
Help us, Lord.
I'm moving on here. Amen. Be encouraging to somebody else. We need each other. Just like a hand needs a thumb. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Michelle's got a sore toe. She stuffed her toe down there in the beach in the water. Amen. How you do that, I don't know. I told her she'd get hurt in a sawdust pile. Amen. Stuffed her toe out there in the water. Amen. And it's still hurting her. She'd been limping around for 2 weeks on it. It swelled up and all this kind of thing. And that was her very remark, she said. You wouldn't think that little toe is the next one to the pinky, I believe, man. Next one to your pinky toe. She said, you wouldn't believe that little toe could hurt so bad, amen, and give you that much trouble. Because any other time, it's just a toe down there until that toe gets to hurting, amen. Hey, God, you need every toe, amen. You need every thumbnail, amen. You need your thumb, you need your pinky. Your foot needs a big toe, it needs a little toe. Hey, God, everybody's important, amen. We mean something to God. I might just be the little toe, but thank God I'm going to do it with faithfulness. Woo! Hey, whatever you call me to do, Lord, I'm going to do it faithful.
That's it. Yeah.
We have now gone from emptiness. Naomi left full. We already established all this. She came back empty.
Yeah.
Her and Ruth was empty, not empty in more than one ways. They were spiritually empty. They were financially empty, and now they were physically, they were hungry.
Oh God.
And Ruth was going out gleaning in the fields. Amen. And now it's starting to take a shift. The emptiness is being replaced with enjoyment. Amen. And that's what will happen when you get to fellowshipping with God.
Right.
Your emptiness will turn to satisfaction. It'll turn to enjoyment. The focus of this book has now gone from Naomi's unbelief. Amen. Praise God. And bitterness to Ruth's faith and gratitude. Now Naomi left Bethlehem. Amen. She left out, but she came back empty. Hey, she had an empty home. She had empty hands. And she had an empty heart. But thank God, God's about to turn the pitcher.
Right.
And he's about to fill that emptiness. Hallelujah. Ruth, on the other hand, but great God, was a picture of satisfaction. She was being spiritually fed. She was spiritually rich because of her faith and her submission. Hey, God, let me tell you something. It's hard for us to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God. But you'll never have satisfaction like you have when you will submit. And you'll say, God, it's not mine, but it's yours. Yeah. Anything you ask, Lord, I'm willing. Anywhere you tell me, God, I'll go. Was that not the words of Ruth? Amen. Wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you die, I'll die. Hey, amen. She totally submitted. And that's what God's saying. If you want the blessings of the Lord, submit. And you'll enjoy a blessing like you've never had.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
if
you,
Lord. Submit.
Yes, sir.
Submit.
Help us.
Husbands, yeah. Submit, husbands. Wives, yeah. Amen. Submit. Children, yeah. Hey. Singers, yeah. Instrument players, yeah. Preachers, yeah. We got to submit to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm moving on here.
Holy, holy,
amen.
Holy.
Lord, help us. She was beginning to flip the script by the grace of God. Verse 15, and when she was risen up, she ate, last verse, she ate over with Boaz. But now verse 15, and when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, listen, I love this, let her glean even among the sheaves,
yeah,
and reproach her not. Verse 16, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. Woo! Amen. Boaz leaves instructions for the men to let Ruth glean among the sheaves. In other words, she could harvest unpicked crops herself. God had bestowed upon Ruth the blessing of provisions by giving her, amen, water and meals and now extra portions. Hey God, again we see a demonstration of grace. The law of God said that the poor were to follow the gleaners. But the grace of Boaz said, Ruth, you don't have to follow the gleaners. Get up there with them that's cutting the sheaves. You get first pickings. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Yes. I feel like shouting, amen. Yes. Hey God, I come to tell us you don't have to glean in the seconds. But God said, I'll give you the best. Hey, amen, you get to get up there in the forefront. All because she met the Lord of the field. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask
or think.
According to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. God has a way of doing beyond what we ever expected. Has God ever done way more than you could ever even think that he could do?
Thank God. Yes, he has.
Woo!
Hallelujah, Lord.
Way more than you could ever even think.
Praise.
Look back over your life. Amen. Look at how the Lord has blessed.
Yes.
Amen. Over and over and over. I can't tell for you. I asked earlier, everybody got any testimonies? You had your chance. Tell what the Lord's done.
Right.
Amen. He'll bless you more.
Yes, he will.
Thank you for what he's already done. Great God, and you'll have another blessing coming down the pike.
That's right.
But I tell you, time and time again in my life, I see the hand of God. Amen. Graduated on graduation night, I think it was June the 2nd, 2000. Amen. I applied for a scholarship that I hardly even knew anything about till the last moment. A teacher come up to me and said, Jason, I believe this fits you well. Why don't you apply? I had the worst grade point average. I had the worst ACT score. There was 6 or 7, 8 others applied for it. Them others were smart. Them others had a way better chance than me to get it. Hey man, I kind of just did it. I wanted to be a nurse, but I'd already planned on going to little Logan Community College up there. Hey man, that's where I planned on going. And so I prayed about it. I said, Lord, amen, if it's be your will, I don't know what you hold for the future. Amen. Anyway, they called you in, the last guy that got that scholarship or one like that. Comdale Marshall had a big time score on his ACTs and all the above. Amen. Passed with flying colors. But he got down here in this party environment, got to drinking, got to partying, quit going to class, and he failed out. Simply because of neglect, he just quit showing up. And they failed him out, and that's thousands of dollars that gets lost. Amen. A 4-year scholarship, if you don't go but the first semester, then that's a lot of years that another kid could have had a blessing. So, amen. One of the teachers that had the inside information later told me, they said, Jason, it came down to those ones that had the high scores. And they was about to, and all the teachers had to vote. One said, I think this one, look at how high the score is. And the other one said, I think this one, look how smart they've done in this area. But one jumped up and said, but look at old Jason. I'll guarantee you this. He won't go down there and drink and party. Amen. And carry on and flunk out because of that. They said, call him in for an interview and ask him one by one, if we give you this scholarship, will you do your best and go down there and give it your all? And they said, if Jason tells you, he'll go. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, they called us in one by one. Will you go and do the best you can? I said, I will. I'll go and do the best I can. But nobody knew till graduation night is when they announced it. Amen. And now the recipient of the Henson Maisie Huff Memorial Scholarship goes to, and they called out my name, Jason Painter. Be honest with you, I didn't know to be excited, amen, or to be scared. I wanted to stay home. I wanted to live in Gilbert. I never had plans on moving away. But looking back on it, God had a different direction.
Woo!
God had a different plan.
Yeah.
Hey, I come to tell us, sometimes he drops handfuls on purpose. Sometimes God does things way more than you ever think or expect. I come to tell us, why don't you trust God? Why don't you have faith? And he'll do the unthinkable.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
Yes, sir, brother.
Over and over and over. God's done it for me, Brother Tommy.
Yes, he has.
Over and over, I can tell you, I can take the rest of this service, and I want to, I'm trying to finish 2nd chapter of Ruth. Amen. Hey, God, over and over, I've seen the hand of God.
Oh,